from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right. Breaking news out of Atlanta. Kyle Pitts was a full participant in practice today for the Falcons, so he is good to go. Their star tight end. Here in Pittsburgh, we're waiting on Russell Wilson, who barely practiced today. We'll see where he falls on the injury report when it comes out in an hour. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it is a Tailgate Friday with Pony and Miller.
I mean, yeah, you can't. That's the thing. You really can't ride the wave of emotions. You know, you got to kind of keep feeling out of it. And really, my job is to be the best player I can be for this team. So whether that's starting, whether that's being a backup, you know, I'm not necessarily my feelings or whatever the case may be. My job is to be here for the team and do whatever I can to make us successful. So,
very monotone Justin Fields there, as he doesn't want to get too high or too low, with the perception now being that he will likely start out of nowhere against Atlanta because of this reoccurrence of the Russell Wilson calf injury. And that's really what we've been talking about today as we get you ready for the big game on Sunday. It is our Friday tailgate party brought to you by Galise Services. And it comes your way at the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Bryant McFadden, a Steelers Super Bowl champion, going to join us at 3:15 with CBS Sports to give his take. He'll be a weekly guest with us breaking down Steelers. We look forward to that with BMAC. Let's talk about Pat Freiermuth here for a minute. Malzi, you said you wouldn't have given him $10 million a year, and he's getting over 12. So you've got to give this signing, what, an F?
Yeah,
you go that low?
D. Yeah, I think he's a league average tight end. So I think that that's puts him in, you know, right in around 15 to 17 range. They are paying him like he is a good to very good tight end. I think if you're in the top 10 at any position, good is the baseline. Very good is what you get called when you creep up towards the top five. His deal, no offense to Jerry Dulac here, Jerry puts out what the Steelers want put out, which is they include the current year of his contract in these to make it sound like they didn't give him as much money. The new money here is about $12.1 million a year. That slots him just ahead of Dalton Schultz, just behind Cole Kmet at the ninth highest paid tight end stat or spot. He's not that guy. I will try to leaven my normal negativity here by saying one thing. The major unknown for me with him is how he'll look in this offense. But I have not seen enough over 3 years. I don't care how he looked in Ben's year as the quarterback.
Why is that?
Because frankly, he had a better yards per catch the next year, and it was really only touchdowns. Which are pretty volatile.
So why not put more stock into that season then, which is more recent and was quite
because
good?
Because the most recent season was very bad.
Yes, but much of it was due to injury.
He had one good game. He had one game where he had more than 50 receiving yards.
He had one great game against Cincinnati, and then the playoff game I thought was pretty good.
Okay, but whatever. I'll give him credit for the playoff game a little bit. He had one game in the regular season where he caught more than three balls and had more than 50 receiving yards. One. And he was hurt. He's got three documented concussions. He doesn't block.
Do you think that Travis Kelce would have done well in their offense last year?
Better than Freiermuth did.
Okay, but do you think he would have done well?
Again, he would have put up better numbers than Freiermuth did because he is a much better player.
I agree with that, but do you think he would have done well in their offense? Because I don't. Because they did not call plays over the middle of the field at all. The coach, whether Tomlin, who beat that into Matt Canada or insisted on that, or that was just Canada's offense, they just never went there. So he was in, he was cast into a horrible spot. That does not excuse the injuries. That does not mean that, you know, now in this offense, he's going to be a more durable player. But he got paid what he's worth. The reason why he's getting paid in the top 10 when he's really the 12th or 13th best tight end, in my opinion, is because guys like Sam Laporta and Kyle Pitts and the guys on rookie deals are not up to get paid yet. He's more productive than Schultz and Kmet on a year-to-year basis, so he got about the same money as them. Yeah, he got paid in between them.
I think he's replaceable. I do. I think he's replaceable for a much cheaper number.
But how many guys do we replace in their offense for cheaper numbers when they're not paying anybody on offense?
That's a different argument, though. I mean,
but that is my argument.
Yes, if the argument is they've got to balance the scales because of how much they've paid their defense, fine, you have to start paying people. But if we're
going to
pay,
he's going to have a better year this year.
Then they got to pay George Pickens because he has put up good numbers with horrible quarterbacking.
Yeah, and guess what? As long as he doesn't lose his mind this year and is productive, I will be in favor of giving George Pickens a pretty big contract extension.
I'm also very surprised at how much people seem to be generally sloughing off the fact that he had injury problems last year and he has concussions on the ledger here. He doesn't block. The other thing that I'll say about him, I think there are a lot of people that believe like he's going to be completely opened up in a new player in Arthur Smith's offense, maybe. I have never seen him, when he's in the open field, show the kind of dynamic after-the-catch running ability that the best tight ends in the league
have.
Okay,
but I would say one of the guys that is paid like he's one of the best tight ends and makes more money than Freiermuth is a good example of change of scenery, new offense, turns into a much better player, and that's Engram. He makes almost $14 million a year. He was a bust in New York with the ghost of Eli Manning and Daniel Jones, and then he got into the Doug Peterson offense with Trevor Lawrence, and he had 100 catches last year and has been very good for 2 years.
In New York?
Yes.
His per 17 game averages there, 69 catches, 740 yards, and four touchdowns.
Yes, was he drafted?
30 picks ahead of Freiermuth,
yes.
He's a first-round tight end. But you're telling me that there's that much of a gulf in expectations round pick?
But look how much his numbers went up.
His yards per catch went down last year from what it has been in New York. He's a possession receiver in Jacksonville now.
Yeah, he caught 100 balls, Malzi. He was the Larry Centers of tight ends last year.
Oh, okay. Now, then, you know what? I take it all back.
If you
invoke the name of Larry Centers, I guess I just have to go along with this. Listen, you and I are going to go round and round in circles here. I don't think Pat Freiermuth's a $12 million a year tight end. I'd love to be proven wrong Arthur Smith to unlock something there that has never been seen.
You're wrong about that. He is a $12 million tight end.
No. It's my opinion. It's not wrong or right. It's my opinion.
But wait a minute. You're conflating two things. You can say, it's your opinion, so I can't factually disagree with you on this.
Well, you just did already.
Well, let me finish my point. You can say you wouldn't have paid him. But the numbers back up that is what he should get paid. He is by definition a $12 million tight end because his numbers say that's how much money free agent or tight ends who go into the last year of their deal, that is what they get paid. That is what Cole Kmet got paid, and that is what Dalton Schultz got paid. But you don't have to give him that money. You can let him go into free agency and another team will give him 12. He would, if he put up 500 plus yards this year, which he's totally capable of, with 50 something catches, somebody was going to give him $12 million a year on the open market. 100%.
Caveat emptor.
Because that's what Dalton Schultz and those guys are getting, Chris. Taysom Hill's getting 10.
I also think Schultz and Kmet are both better players. Taysom Hill, I don't even want to talk about.
But that's again a matter of opinion, but the numbers say that's what he should get paid.
You can have a preference
and say, I don't think he's worth that.
He isn't.
I don't want to pay him. I want to reallocate that money.
Prove to me you're going to be good in Arthur Smith's offense. I'll franchise tag you if I have to. I'm with Starkey there. Prove to me you can. You're going to do.
But if you do it now, you get the cost control. And if he has another big year when he's on the franchise tag, then what?
Okay.
What do you do then?
Then you pay him, and you have to pay him a couple million more a year.
Well, that'd be a lot more because that would be 2 years, and the salary cap would have probably gone up another $50 million
in
that time.
Fine. Oh, the vapors just thinking about it. I'm a little nervous that Pat Freiermuth's not going to be healthy for most of this deal or for a chunk enough of this deal to make me really mad about it. And I don't know. I just I haven't seen what everybody else apparently thinks is there.
Here is Tony in Bridgeville. Hello, Tone.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got to get on Chris's side here. This guy hasn't done too much of anything. He's got three concussions. Why wouldn't we just tag him? Try to get another receiver if we can. I mean, we have
to say he hasn't done anything isn't fair. He's produced like an average tight end. That's not 2 years ago was not with Ben.
Do you have a Danny Farmer thing here that you've two times you've mentioned Danny
Isn't
Farmer.
Isn't that the guy that played volleyball at UCLA?
Yes,
is that
it
the
is.
Guy you're referencing? Why are we doing a reference from 20 years ago with Cade McNown being the chief?
No, he was a Steelers wide receiver.
I know, they drafted him, but he was like a nobody. It's just you have somehow brought up Danny Farmer. It would be like me comparing a cornerback to Ricardo Coakley.
Yeah, I just don't agree with this. I think this is a bad look and a bad move for them where they could have spent it somewhere else the offseason.
Yeah, I think they're going to still have that money to spend on things. I've not looked at the available list of 2025.
What would they have done if they had actually gotten Ayuk with this?
I think that's a great point. I think he's the chief beneficiary of them losing out on Ayuk.
So, okay, I understand you're going to tell me again so you can just save your breath. That this is what the market going rate is?
It is.
Him, basically, they're saying like, yeah, we didn't get the guy we really wanted, so I guess we'll throw you some money. Now, there is one famous example in recent Steelers history of that working out fabulously well. AB after the Mike Wallace deal.
CTESPN.
Yes, you were champing at the bit to jump in there and say that
no,
before
wasn't.
Me, so I had to make sure I said it quickly.
Here is,
it ain't going to work like that did.
Here is Mike in Maryland, surrounded by Ravens fans who are crying this morning and thinking
and
they got ripped off by the refs last night. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, boys? I'll touch on the Freiermuth thing. I think they're getting ahead of the curve. I think they're hoping that he pans out, which I think he will. And I'm not going to complain when they're going to spend some money on the offense when in recent history all they're doing is spending money on the defense. So, I mean, we can cry about it later, but we'll just see how it works out. With the Justin Fields thing, I agree with the guy that called earlier. I'm not happy about it. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but that's the only way he was going to get in. Their schedule was not soft, but Russell was not going to play bad enough for him to get in and be able to see. And the point being,
maybe like, later in the season, it was a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, yeah. But like, what's the point? He goes 9-8 or 10-7 at best, and Fields walks because he feels like he didn't get a chance, and we're not going to pay Russ $30-some million. Like, this is the optimal opportunity for Justin Fields, and he has to grab it.
I mean, I was going to say, too, on Wilson's side of this, if he misses a lot of time where Fields just never relinquishes the job, that might be it for him. That's probably it for him as an NFL starter.
For sure.
I mean, he's done, man.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, like, okay, what? He falls on it. Like, I'm so on the Fields case, like, and again, I'm surrounded by the Ravens guys, and all my buddies are Ravens fans.
Ugh.
You know, they don't think that Fields is going to be great. But I can tell you right now, when I'm having those conversations, and I say Russell Wilson, it's a joke. When I say Justin Fields, it's like,
yeah, there's a little fear. It inspires a little fear because the guy's 6'3", 225, and can run like a bulldozer.
Mike, you are one of our beloved listeners and regular callers, so that means you're afforded an opportunity here to get on the board and give us your PM Team 2024 Steelers record prediction.
I'm writing it down on a yellow legal pad, Mike. That means it's official.
Are we going Justin Fields whole season or just...
That's up to you.
Hey,
that's your crystal ball.
We don't have that kind of luxury when we make predictions. Pony said Pickett was going to take him to the Super Bowl.
True. All right, I'm going Justin Fields shocks the world and they go 11-6 and they
win a five. Dude.
11-6.
If they go 11-6 and Fields plays all 17, he is getting what are they giving him in the offseason? What's that contract look
He's
like?
He's getting like Tua money probably.
Yeah, it's got to be up there, right?
Where does their season end then at 11-6?
You're going to make me do it. Dude, you're going to tell me that Justin Fields, if he plays and gets the opportunity like Lamar Jackson, he couldn't go 26 for 41 and throw a couple of good balls and run all over the place? The Chiefs barely
won. Say it, Mike. Come on, say it.
Are they going wild card, divisional round, championship game, Super Bowl?
You're vamping here, Mike, because you don't want to say it.
They're in a dogfight in the AFC Championship. That's my call, right?
All right. Mike and Marilyn, everybody. The most optimistic, sanguine prediction.
So it sounds like I believe that is AFC title game loss to the Chiefs, right? He said dogfight in the AFC title game.
Maybe he thinks they'll knock off the Chiefs or someone will do their dirty work. I don't know.
If Justin Fields knocked off the Chiefs on the way to an AFC title game appearance, I'd give him $500 of my own money to throw into that contract.
Stay on hold. We'll get back to your calls on the Freiermuth deal and the reported change at quarterback because of Russell Wilson's calf injury. Barely practiced today. It's looking like it's going to be Justin Fields in Atlanta. 412-928-9370. In 5 minutes, Brian McFadden, Steelers Super Bowl champ, CBS Sports, his take on all of this stuff. He's with us. Mark Cabali in studio later in the hour. Right now, a headline. All right, the Pirates tonight try to win another game against the Nationals. 6:40 first pitch on the 6:40 first pitch on the Fan. A leadoff show at 5:45. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Mulsey.
Thank you, Pony. Shorky Mitsubishi. Right now, it's what I want to tell you about. Two locations. You can take advantage of the best deals on the Mitsu that fits you. Yes, it rhymes. It's very catchy. That's why I tell you that, because I want it to stick in your brain. You can go to North Huntington, or you could go Mitsu by the Mall in the North Hills. That's my old stomping grounds, of course. And whatever you're looking for, whatever model, they're going to have something, or whatever your needs, they're going to have the vehicle that fits you. It could be the Outlander, the 2024 Outlander. I'm driving one right now, 7-passenger capable. So we got two kids, we got two dogs, we got a lot of stuff. I got golf clubs I throw in the back, whatever. The Outlander can handle all of it. The styling's awesome. The features are great. We love the panoramic sunroof on this thing. It's got all your usual like accoutrement that you would want. You want to go something a little smaller, Outlander Sport, you could go Eclipse Cross. All of these vehicles are giving you that all-wheel drive, that styling, the features, and then the peace of mind that comes from a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You go to Shorky Mitsubishi, you're getting the best deal too, and of course the best customer service, because that's what they're all about. North Huntington, North Hills, and always online, ShorkyMitsubishi.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.